I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The board that's in charge of $14 million for community redevelopment related to the Butte Superfund settlement said this week that it only intends to use the interest that money's earning to fund local grant requests. Reporter Susan Dunlap has been following the board for the Montana Standard and joined us earlier to explain what it's doing.
The board was controversial in the beginning because the voters of Butte Silver Bow voted in 2006 that they wanted to have a board set up that would advise the county on Superfund issues. And the county didn't act on that until essentially this year. And when they created this board to have oversight over the money, I should say, they decided to make one board that would do both. So it's now 2015, and it's still not clear how that's part of the board's responsibility is going to take place. However, since the board has been established, it seems like it's gone pretty smoothly. They've certainly been very careful, I would say, in terms of, you know, like they didn't rush into how they would allocate the money. I mean, they could have come in and said, okay, we're just going to spend through this entire $14 million. They took their time and listened to various ideas and suggestions over the course of almost a year to decide how they might put the money into interest-bearing accounts and then work out the criteria for how they would decide how they would spend the money. So,
this group is meeting because there's this $14 million that's part of the Superfund settlement that Butte Silver Bow has to use to try to recover from the whole environmental challenge that it faces due to the Berkeley Pit, right?
Not just the Berkeley Pit. Actually, the allocation agreement comes more from what we call the Butte Hill, and it's part of the larger Silver Bow Creek Butte Superfund site. Berkeley Pit is one unit within that. Uptown and all the way out to Timber Butte, which is at the end of South Montana Street, is all part of the Superfund site. So this was just sort of an agreement that the county worked out with ARCO to compensate the town for the fact that there's been so much environmental degradation here over a century.
And this money is not specifically targeted at environmental cleanup, right? This is to do
no.
Things beyond environmental cleanup.
Yeah. Environmental cleanup, that's under the jurisdiction of EPA. This is to, you know, like some of the categories are economic development, community development. They've got money set aside for the free festivals here that take place in the summer. There's money set aside for the Silver Lake water system, which is water that's piped in from Silver Lake, roughly 30 to 40 miles west of Butte. Some of it for health initiatives. A little bit of money was already allocated for the wood stove program. The county is going into homes who have wood stoves and saying, here, we'll give you a brand new wood stove and we'll put it in for you for free, which technically has nothing to do with mining or anything like that, but there are air pollution problems here in Butte.
So this is money that's set aside for community benefit in general.
Yeah, to better Butte.
In your story in the Standard, it sounded like there was an issue that the projects that they're anticipating funding, it's going to be on a reimbursement basis. In other words, an organization will have to go out and spend the money first and then apply for reimbursement. It's not like they can come to this board and say, give us the money to launch the project. Is that right?
That's correct. The board's concern is that they want to make sure that the money gets spent properly and the project gets done. A question was raised at the meeting on Tuesday night about this method because small group maybe wants to apply for $25,000 or $50,000, and you know maybe they don't have that kind of money up front. So this is one of the things they'll finalize their decision on in January, but it sounds like what they'll likely do is create a situation so that they can create a contract with that group, and then that group can then take that contract to an institution like a bank or whoever and say, we have this contract, and then hopefully that financial institution would open up a line of credit so they could get the money up front, and then they can get the reimbursement.
How big is this board and what kinds of folks are on it?
There are 11 members. Three of the members were appointed from other boards, the Planning Board, the Board of Health, and the Historic Preservation Commission. The other members are just members of the public who expressed interest in being on the board. They did apply. They really represent a wide variety of folks, some doctors. You know, there's a banker, at least one lawyer. There's a registered nurse, just a variety of different people.
Susan, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Susan Dunlap is a reporter for the Montana Standard in Butte. She joined us to talk about the Superfund Advisory and Redevelopment Trust Authority. You can find a link to her coverage at our website, mtpr.org.